In my family, everyone has a story. Not a deep personal life story. I mean, we all have those, but I'm talking about just a hilarious instance in life that has been told so many times it's ingrained in everybody's mind. Years ago, my mother tripped over first base in her first softball game as a kid. My grandpa had to walk out onto the field in embarrassment and carry her off because of her scraped knees. Once, my dad accidentally punched a kid for taunting him while he was playing an intense game of Pac-Man at the local arcade. When she was three, my sister ate Santa's plate of cookies on Christmas Eve and pled for innocence with chocolate-stained lips. Another time, my cousin once tried to keep up with his older brother and his super cool friends and rode his bike off a ramp on the sidewalk. A minute later, he was in the family room recliner and his mother gingerly placed bandages all over his arms and legs. Being the amazing person that I am, I have an endless list of stories. Whether it's sticking little girl lipstick up my nose and going to the ER to sneeze it out, or bruising my tailbone after glamorously tumbling down the stairs, I'm always a highlight in family conversations as mom tells her mom, who in turn passes it on to my aunts, uncles, and cousins. My most famous story occurred on a humid summer evening 7 years ago, and my mom will continue to cry with laughter at it until she can't laugh anymore. Here we go. Hot, sticky air surrounded me as the golden sun began to dip down into the darkening sky. The pavement passed smoothly under my tires as I made the final push towards the huge hill to my house. My brother rode right beside me, and we looked at each other with silent communications. The words ready, set, go went through my mind as the two of us both started to ride faster and faster in a race to see who would make it home first and relish in the glory of a win. I told myself to push just a little bit harder and go just a little bit quicker as I passed my brother, leaving him red-faced and sweaty behind me. I got further ahead, but a lurking sense of uneasiness took a hold of me and told me that my brother was catching up to me. Nervous, I peeked over my shoulder, only to see him far behind me. Then everything stopped. I slammed to the ground in a heap of defeat as he rode away, celebrating his victory. As I finally figured out what happened, I ran into a parked car. I got up and struggled back to my house. I had to hobble in shame. My bike's chain was off the gear. Meanwhile, my brother had finished the race and casually strolled into the house like nothing had happened. "Where's your sister?" my mom inquired. He burst into giggles, unable to hold his laughter in. She hit a car at the bottom of the hill. He finally lost it and started laughing until tears rolled down his cheeks. My mother, being a sympathy laughter, cracked up, but she managed to get out of broken. "Well, was the car moving? Is she okay?" But my brother couldn't answer due to the laughter that filled his mouth. By the time I had made it to the driveway, dropping my bike on the cement since I would have to fix the chain later, but at the moment, all I wanted was to wash the dust and rocks from my bruised knee and eat some spaghetti. As I climbed up the basement stairs towards the kitchen, my mother opened the door with a smile on her face as she tried to contain her snickers. "So how was?" Her laughter erupted before she could even finish her sentence. I started to laugh too. I couldn't help it. How many people actually even crash into a parked car while riding a bike? I think I'm one of not too many. That story, as usual, spread throughout my whole family and is retold at least once a week. It accompanies my numerous falls down the stairs and countless other klutzy stories and will be topics of conversation for years and years and years.